Since Frankie Howard died in 1992, his house in Somerset has been left virtually untouched. All over the house, the walls are decorated exactly as Frankie left them. Stacked on dusty shelves are lost recordings of his 1940s radio shows, and still in the tape player, a cassette of Frankie rehearsing. The house was sold in 2010, but the new owners have yet to remove the many items that once belonged to Frankie Howard. As a result, Frankie's former home offers a unique insight into the life and career of one of the country's favourite comedians. But that's not all. Across the country, in London, the professional and personal files of Frankie Howard's career have recently come to light. And now the huge collection of unseen documents and photographs can be viewed for the first time. Amongst the collection are hours of untransmitted programmes and reams of letters that show Frankie Howard's wide circle of friends, including Laurence Olivier, Alec Guinness, and Paul McCartney. The unseen files and recordings tell the story of a life of extreme highs and lows, of a man touched by genius, but cursed with anxiety and self-doubt. They show how he survived a roller coaster, getting laughs with an act that broke all the rules and influenced so many others. They show that Frankie Howard was a man who truly suffered for his art, and his art was comedy.